At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenzi. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bustle, but everybody else in between, breaking it down. The Wicked Wednesday has begun. You know how we roll on the Wicked Wednesdays. The Ranger Redhead Cam Stewart will step up and in and join us. Ian Cameron, a.k. Babano. We've got Dan Favalli from the Bleacher Report talking NBA Finals. We got Pete Yiannopoulos. We got a full house here tonight. We also have a New York Ranger hockey club that is 3 wins away from returning to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time in a long time as the Rangers smash the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight. 6-2 final score. The Rangers are rolling right now. The Rangers have scored 5 or more goals in 3 or more straight playoff games for the 4th time in franchise history. Last time they did this, 1994, the last time the New York Rangers won the Stanley Cup. But, as Lee Corso says, not so fast, my friend. Listen, we all know about the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Lightning often lose the first game of the series, and we also know that the Lightning are 17-0 off a loss. Vasilevsky, 17-0 off a loss. He didn't play his best hockey tonight, so you can almost just circle the Tampa Bay Lightning right now. Countdown of the NBA Finals is on. We'll break down all the trends, all the numbers. We'll see who all of our guests are on this evening. Look forward to Pete Yiannopoulos' take. Pete hasn't been on for a little while, so we'll get Pete Yiannopoulos' take. He's going to be doing all the games on RDS television. So Pete Yiannopoulos steps up, and then we'll get Dan Favalli's take on this. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, will throw it down with us, as well as Babano. So we had the match earlier in the day today. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes versus Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. And I didn't watch it. But from what I see, what I've seen from it, it actually seemed to not suck, to be honest. And I don't know if Cam watched it after. I don't think he did because the hockey started. I had a hard time finding a stream for it. And quite frankly, I didn't really care. It's pretty crazy because I had $480 on it and I still didn't care enough. Like, I was like, yeah, whatever. Like, all these stupid match play things, I'll bet them, but I never watch them. Right? Like, I usually do pretty well with them, but I usually never watch them. Or I'll watch a hole or, like, whatever. And, like, it's just kind of lame normally. But it actually seemed like it was pretty cool tonight. Josh Allen, you know, Mahomes was crushing Coors Lights out there and still playing well. Rodgers sunk, like, a 15-foot putt to help us win our bet. And we had a parlay with the match. We took Rodgers and Brady. I didn't like betting against my boy Josh Allen, but, come on. You got Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, even though it was closer than I thought it was going to be. But we parlayed it with that Casper Ruud dude. Casper Ruud. Little French Open. It was nice to get our money back, and we also hit the over. And we went pretty big as well. But when it was all said and done, we ended up breaking even today. Despite the fact that we were on the Lightning, we would have shown a profit if not for the fact that the Dodgers lost again. the late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bustle, and everybody else in between. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates joining us on SiriusXM channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Networks, the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. We got a full house here this evening. We keep it rolling. Last night we had Bob Ryan on the program talking NBA Finals. Tonight is Dan Favalli from the Bleacher Report. Pete Yiannopoulos, former assistant coach with the UMass Minutemen, although we didn't mean it to be that way. Although Pete's not a Celtic guy. All right. He was one of the dudes with a clipboard and stuff like that with Calipari in the old days. But yeah, he's not from Boston. So it's not like we're Boston buys, because last night we had Bob Ryan on. A countdown to the NBA Finals are on. We'll break it down. We got a full house here this evening. Like I said, Pete Yiannopoulos will join us. Basketball lifer, RDS television analyst, former UMass Minutemen assistant. Danf Valley Bleacher Report, the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart will talk some Memorial Golf. Dustin Johnson calls the PGA's a bluff and decides to play in that Saudi Arabian thing. And we'll see right now if the PGA actually draws the line in the bunker, so to speak, the sand in the bunker. I got to tell you, it's not often that, like, you know, over the years, I haven't exactly been the president of the PGA or anything like that. But without being stated, I would boot him. I would say, all right, you made your choice. You want to go make a bunch of money playing with these dudes, go ahead. Like, yeah, like at what point is enough money? Like, yeah, when is it enough? Right? It's not like, you know what I mean? Like Brittany Griner is in Russia only because the WNBA doesn't pay her anything and she has to go overseas to make money. It's not like Dustin Johnson's struggling or anything. Right? I guess I understand he has habits that need to be paid for, I guess. But, like, at what point is it enough? Right? Like, if you're Dustin Johnson, like, I would call his bluff. Like, basically, they warned everybody, listen, you play in this, we're going to call you out. You're not going to be able to play here. Call his bluff. To me, Dustin Johnson, too, the fact that you're an RBC guy and you take their money and you don't even go to the Canadian Open, that is the RBC Canadian Open. Like, at what point, like, does anybody need to know that Dustin's about Dustin? New York Rangers rolling. But the Lightning are 17-0 off of a loss, so I guess we have a best bet coming up in a couple of days. This is Sports Rage. Vent your rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. It's the Wicked Wednesday. The countdown to the NBA Finals is on right now. Pete Yiannopoulos will step up, and we got a lot of good NBA talk tonight. Pete Yiannopoulos, sharp guy, always bold predictions, bold takes. Former assistant with the UMass Minutemen, RDS television analyst. We got Dan Favalli from the Bleacher Report. There's all kinds of crazy reports going on in the NBA already. The rumor mill is beginning as far as the trades and all that. The draft is around the corner. I think there's some value on the draft board. We've got NHL to get to. But before we do, I don't know what's going on. It's been a depressing couple of weeks. Obviously, what happened, with Buffalo and the shooting of Buffalo, the Texas stuff is just devastating. Saw a heartbreaking picture today of, and I hope the Blue Jays, I hope the Blue Jays step up here, actually, on this. But there was one of the kids that got shot, unfortunately, died in Texas last week. The kid loved the Blue Jays, man. Even though he's from Texas, I don't know, he loved the Blue Jays. And his family, actually, like, they're trying to raise $3,800 for a casket. They have this Blue Jay casket with Pokemon and the Blue Jays. Real sad. And I'm sure the Blue Jays saw, because Jamie Campbell, who does their pregame show, tweeted it out. Like, if you're the Jays, man, just cut the check. Like, you know what I'm saying? Cut the check and make a donation to this family. But I personally lost someone earlier in the week close to me. We're doing the show. It's not the easiest thing. At the same point in time, it's what we do. And nothing's ever going to be whatever good anyways, right? It's not like, oh, if you don't do the show, things are going to turn and be great. But it's sad. It just goes on and on. And Marion, first it was Jeff Gladney. Dwayne Haskins, of course. Now, Jeff Gladney, people didn't talk about him much. Just 25 years old. Jeff Gladney passed away, and his girlfriend was with him as well. And they just found Marion Barber today, alone in his room, in his apartment in Frisco, Texas. Police responded to a welfare concern. Basically, he wasn't responding. A tenant wasn't responding. And Marion Barber, 38 years old. So 25, 38, you know, 6, 8, this. And I said, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Tomorrow was promised to nobody. And, like, in different ways, too. That's what's crazy, man. Like we all pass in some one way or the other. But, man, like I said, like, no one is immune to this. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you can own Apple and stuff. You could whatever. But you can't stop time. You can't stop, like, what it is, your time, whatever it is. Seems like a lot of people's time, though, isn't when it's supposed to be their time. That's what I don't get. But rest in peace to all these, like Gladney and Marion Barber as well. To a lot of people, Marion Barber is like a running back. Oh, the running back. To somebody, that's somebody's kid, man. You know what I'm saying? He's got a family, he's got friends, etc. So rest in peace. Let's bring in the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, right now. Cam, always a pleasure.
Yeah.
It's too bad to bring you in after that soliloquy that I just brought in, but it's just constant, bro. Every time I hit refresh, somebody else dies, and most of the time I know them. But now Marion Barber, 38, poor guy, plays in the NFL, dies alone in an apartment.
Yeah, no, I saw that. You're right. Nobody talked about the Gladney story, too, and that kind of went under the radar. Now Marion Barber. You're right, Gabe. I just saw that story today. I'm like, wow, he was young, and I know that he had some demons. There are some people talking about mental health stuff with a lot of these football players, and you know what? That's because you make money and you play. When your playing days are over, I think it's tough for a lot of these people, too, because, you know, you're used to doing something, and then you're kind of alone in life, and it can be very difficult
to just kind of... They get left alone, man.
Yes, that's what it is, exactly.
Because usually, like, being around the team, having that life and stuff...
Correct.
...keeps them out of trouble, right? Or gives them a reason not to, you know what I mean? Like, it can sort of numb some of the demons, right? Right, but suddenly you don't have that. That's why, like, teams, they need to check up more on former players and stuff. Just because the player can't help you anymore, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You gotta say, listen, man, this guy could have a problem. We know he probably does have a problem. So, you know, we better check in. But, yeah, you're right. It's tough after the fact, and we've seen a lot of stories like this. But, yeah, it's sad. You know, like I said, like, we see these people like as just sort of names, right? People don't realize they got families and stuff, right? They got families, they got friends, and it's just sad to see. It's just constant, one after another. But nevertheless, so like I said, our condolences to the now never ends, but now to the Barber family. So Cam, we'll switch gears here. I was talking about the. I was talking about the match earlier before you joined us, and I said, listen, a lot of times these things sort of suck. It didn't seem to suck from what I've seen,
No. But
at least we didn't have to watch it for 4 hours to get the highlights of it. But I saw a video of Mahomes crushing Coors Light while he was driving a cart around, so he's drinking beer. I saw a funny video of Mahomes throwing a football at Josh Allen when Allen didn't know it was coming, and it hit Allen. I think Mahomes had a few.
Yeah.
And Aaron Rodgers sunk a 15-foot putt for us to help us win our bet. So I think we gotta thank Aaron Rodgers for that. He's cost me money on the field, man. He just made it back for me. $448 parlay hits thanks to Rodgers' 15-foot clutch putt, Cam.
Yeah, I figured it out after the show, Marantz. It was weird because some of the sports book had it listed for 2 days, and then I turned it on. Thanks to Doug, one of our current listeners, guys always on tap, and I eventually found it. And I'll tell you one thing: Mahomes was the story of the tournament for a guy that nobody knew. He played better than his number. He had great approaches. He played one shot off a hill, Marantz, to like 6 feet. He was brilliant. And I'll say this: Aaron Rodgers, for a non-pro golfer, is one of the best putters. His stroke was smooth. Brady was actually out of the guys. Like, he was the guy that you think would do better. It was honestly Aaron Rodgers on the green was money tonight. He sunk a huge putt at the end, just curled it right in. And I agree with you. I watched the golf, and I know the jokes and whatever. It's not really, you know what I mean? It's some of it stupid, but the quality of golf between these guys, it's amazing. Some guys, once you're an athlete, you're just good at other stuff. Mahomes just like looked like he had a golf.
Well, remember I said that.
He's scared.
Remember I said that on Game Time Decisions, Ken. Yeah. I said Mahomes the type of guy that'll be good at everything, right? Like he's going to be good at everything. And like you said, he was. And like he was hitting some real shots out there. He was actually drinking Coors Light too. So he was hitting some real shots. And it's funny, he hit the shot and he looked over and he goes, "I think that's a shot that might have just won it for us, Josh." He looks over. Yeah. He was all like he had like the very confidence and the swagger. Yeah, whatever, bro. Mahomes could be like, in other words, Mahomes could be a pro golfer after if he wants.
Probably, yeah.
Not another thing he could be if he wanted. Like, he'll be a pro golfer.
Think about this, right? Morenci gets hurt, you know, his playing days are over, and he works on golf and then joins like, yeah.
Well, he's like Romo, except better. He's a better quarterback and probably a better golfer.
I'm going to be honest. He's not at Romo yet because Romo's scratched.
But Romo's a lot older than he is. Romo played a lot more rounds than he has.
That's the thing. If he works on it, he will be better because I think he has a natural talent. And you said Aaron Rodgers too, man. Like, it's weird. When you watch these guys, like Gabe, he had the putting stroke of a pro. Like, I know these guys have time to work on their golf game, but he was smooth, man. Real smooth.
I saw a video a couple of years ago. Rodgers is a Warrior fan, I think. Saw a video from him a couple of years ago. Rodgers, Cam, he hit like 10 threes in a row, bro.
Yes, he can do it all.
He was in his driveway, and he was like, swish, swish, swish. Bam, and he was like hitting them from all spots. He was like, jog over to the other spot. He hit a couple, and he sort of looked not bad, huh? And he sort of laughed like... I'm thinking, yeah, like same thing. Like, you know he's going to be good at it. You know, like I said, it looked like it was some fun, and we didn't have to wait to get paid. At least we got paid for it. It was nice to make up our money after losing on Joker yesterday.
The Tom Brady's too much. The guy comes out, not with an Adidas or Reebok. He has a white shirt with Brady across it. Who is this guy? We know you're Tom Brady. Thanks. I guess he's got an apparel line now.
Remember I said Josh Allen should have trolled him and said, weigh Brady's ball. He didn't do that, but Josh Allen was playing with a ball with a picture of Brady from the combine. He was smacking the ball.
That's good.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Wait a second, what are you doing? You're not betting. You know he's not supposed to bet.
Come on, Jerry, it's a lot.
Kramer, you've had this thing under control for almost 3 years now. Don't start again.
But it's a lot.
No.
You think you know, but you don't. Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. A lot of stuff to unpack. Countdown is on right now. NBA Finals. We've got the NHL playoffs rolling on. That Colorado-Edmonton game was wild last night, but who would have thought there'd be 8 goals scored tonight at the Garden? Although we'll give credit to our guest last night, Andrew McKinnis, who said he liked the first period over, and it did hit. The first period over gets there. Rangers have scored 5 or more goals in 3 or more straight playoff games for the 4th time in franchise history and for the first time since 1994. And of course, that was the last time the New York Rangers won the Stanley Cup. But I'll tell you, Cam, it's a lot of players just playing great hockey. Connor McDavid and McKinnon, everybody talks about them so much. There's like a lot of other players that are playing great hockey in the playoffs. And one guy that people aren't talking about, like people talk about Makar all the time, but Adam Fox.
Yep.
The Fox is in the den. Adam Fox. 2 assists tonight, Cam. Adam Fox has reached 20 career playoff points in his 18th game. Fox ties Gary Suter for the 2nd fewest playoff games to reach 20 career playoff points by a defenseman in NHL history. Last time I checked, Paul Coffey was a defenseman in the NHL. Bobby Orr was a defenseman in the NHL.
Yes.
Name the guy that trailing only one guy. Play a little trivia with you here. One guy. You're going to get a nice laugh out of it. I got to give you some hint, I guess, because it's like
NHL defenseman history. In the NHL? All right.
Yes. Great hair. And then, therefore, a lack of it after.
Ally Afraidy.
Al McInnes.
Oh, damn it. What is McInnes is my third.
Al. Like, Al, good call, yeah.
Remember Ally Afraidy with the skullet? But yes, Al McInnes, you're right. Yeah, it just started to fade away, his locks.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Al McInnes did it in 17 games, but pretty impressive. Like, all these guys, like, very, very impressive Stanley Cup playoff run right now.
Oh, for and, sure. And the Rangers are good, Gabe. Like, the thing is, not people aren't noticing this. I had these guys tonight, and I'll tell you, their young line is getting better all the time. They're getting more confidence. What about my boy Vetrano? He had a two-point night. Like, the Rangers have all these, like, underrated grinders that they took from other teams that are good, and the thing is, they got Zibanejad and Kreider and obviously Shesterkin, Gabe. Like, they're not an easy out. Like, Tampa Bay, it's one game in the series. I get it. But Tampa Bay looked good. Like, other than that period when Tampa Bay was rolling, the Rangers dominated them. They had their puck in their end for, like, 5 minutes straight. They were wicked. Like, I think the Rangers are damn scary, and they deserve a lot of credit. Gallant's doing a great job with these guys, and they're growing up quick. And they have a lot of young guys on their team, and they're not afraid of Tampa Bay.
Oh, I know. I was on them against Carolina. I was on them against Pittsburgh. I was just an idiot tonight. I should have bet the over tonight in hindsight, but nevertheless, it's easy to say now. But credit to Cam Stewart, because that's the whole thing with the Rangers, as you stated. They've got great role players. Not Goudreau, but Goodrow. That guy's tough. Block shots. You know what I mean? Willing to do the dirty work. Like we talked about, Trouba's the type of guy right now. It's to the point where guys actually have to keep their head up when he's on the ice. Right, you got to know, like, listen, he is going to hit me. So, like I said, like, they're getting the role players, and I always talk about it. Big players make big plays in big games. You need your best players to step up at this time of the year. You need the role guys, but your players need to lead. Your star players need to lead the way. And credit to Cam. Cam cashed Chris Kreider to score the first goal of the game tonight. 13-1. Chris Kreider scored at the 1:11 mark in the first period. It's the fastest goal the Rangers scored in the conference final game since 2015. Ironically enough, against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Derek Brassard scored 1:02 in a game 3 of that series. Tampa Bay ultimately won the game 6-5. Let's bring in Babano right now. And we should note Babano is going to be aware before people start buying their Stanley Cup final tickets at MSG. I love our boy Paul Bovey, too, Ken. Remember last week when he goes, I can't believe I gave up the Ranger tickets instead of the Knicks tickets.
That's the only bad luck he's ever had. I know.
The only decision this guy's ever made. You're right.
Everything you touch turns to gold except for the Rangers' decision.
That's Paul Bovey had season tickets for the Knicks and the Rangers, like multiple, like 4 or 2 of each for years. He finally gave up on the Rangers once, and now they're the ones that you're making all the money off of. But nevertheless, just going to say, as Babano knows, the Tampa Bay Lightning, 17-0 off a loss. Vasilevsky, 17-0 off a loss. They just haven't lost in, like, weeks, so now's the first time we get to put this to the test. Ian Cameron steps up with it. What's going on, Babano?
I don't know if this is a bold prediction, but I'll say if the Rangers win game 2, they win and snap that streak, they win this series. That's how I see it.
Well, they'll be up 2-0.
They'll win it, Dan, because they got 2 more home games to close it out, even if they lose in Tampa. And they're at that point now where they look like they're really tough to beat at Madison Square Garden. And give credit to the New York fans, the Ranger fans. They've amped it up at playoff time. That is a loud building in the postseason.
Well, it is Madison Square Garden, Babano, right?
Like,
it's the world's, it's the world's most famous arena. They just never have a reason to be loud there. What are they? You know what I mean? Nothing ever happens there besides a WWE or UFC or something. Like, the only time a championship's ever awarded MSG is when they have the Big East tournament there. So, listen, you are right, though. They're fired up. And, listen, they are a great home team. That's why I like them against Carolina. We've seen they've been dominant on home ice. They put a lot of pucks in that two cam at home ice. They're scoring goals. So they have a great goalie, and they're scoring goals now. We just talked about them scoring 5 or more now. They're a complete team, but it's one game, guys. Tampa hadn't played in over a week. And let's not overreact. I also thought the Leafs had the Lightning on the ropes a couple of times. It's a good point, Babano. Let's see if somebody can actually beat Tampa two times in a row. Right? That's what it comes down to. Can you do it? I'm not so sure. I guarantee you Vasilevsky's going to be better in the next game.
Yeah, congrats to the Raging Redhead. Great calls, great prop bets. Chris Kreider, first goal. My highlight was Philip Hedel, plus 475 goal score.
He's got five
goals in the last three games. So make sure you jump on his props now. He's feeling it. He's feeling the Hedel. He's Hedeling up.
Get the battle.
I was going to make a cell phone crack and comment after he celebrated his win, but I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to move on.
I got on Babano's phone at plus 135 today. Right now I'm struggling, Gabe. He needs a big comeback.
Well, this is like Babano. Well, because last week, it's actually funny you bring it up, because last week people were betting on this, and Babano had a smooth ride right until the end. In the last minute, he cut out. But it turned out it wasn't his fault. But the thing is, that wasn't the stipulation of the bet. It said, will Babano have a phone issue? And he did, even though it wasn't his fault. So I know people are betting on the same thing tonight, but he hasn't had an issue. But it doesn't sound very great, though. You know what I mean, Cam? So it's not an issue, he's struggling as it is.
I bet him at plus 135. The clarity is kind of an issue. It hasn't cut out, but I'm hoping that, we bounce back. Let's put it that way.
See if get a little clear.
We got an hour and 20 minutes to go to cash this ticket.
Ooh, that's
a little clear.
That's a better shift right there. There we go, another one.
Okay, that's good.
Babano's phone's like a basketball game. The point spread goes up and down. Oh, it's cutting out. Oh, no, he sounds good for a second.
It's his place, Gabe, at Dundas. I think he's got like hot spots and bad spots. Whatever it is, Babano, find the hot spot. Like Cheadle.
Hot spot,
get Cheadle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, like the Golden State Warriors. I just went on a 10-2 run right now, the last minute.
I don't know about that.
Tattoo run. I love this guy.
I had a problem early in the day with somebody, so it's not just you, Babano. Said to the guy, I said, listen, are you outside? Are you on, like, earbuds? Or, like, I was, like, basically getting frustrated. And he got mad. He goes, no, I'm in my office. I said, well, we're going to have to reconnect, and we're going to have to do something better, basically.
You're the match, too. They're all on those Apple earbuds. It doesn't even sound like, I don't understand you guys in charge of networks. Me and Gabe figured this out, like, a year ago.
I would ban them. Yeah, I tell you.
Like, I agree. It does, like, they're talking to each other. It's not clear. They do not work. I don't understand.
You know what's crazy, Cam? People pay like $400 for those earbuds.
I know. I hate them.
For what?
I think they suck. I know.
Some piece of plastic that sounds like crap.
Yeah, I'm calling in on a program with like literally a set of earphones I got from an airplane, and you know what I mean? Like it's ridiculous.
Are you wearing airplane earbuds? Literally?
Yeah. I am.
Not you know, Dave, because I was talking about earbuds, and I was, because basically, guys, the whole thing is, some people spend a lot of money and stuff. It happens to Matias. He buys all these mics. I told him, it's not always the most expensive mic. It's kind of random, this stuff.
Yes,
it is. You kind of find out, it's like wine. You got to find a happy medium. The most expensive wine doesn't mean it's the best. So,
yes.
And with headsets and all this. So then Dave told me, he goes, oh, yeah. He goes, I don't pay for headphones. That's what Sharapan told me, because I'll pay. He goes, I'm using your airplane earbuds right now. I said, really, huh? And now you are as well. That's like too low. Like, I've done it before.
No.
You know what?
These ones are...
No, I know. Sometimes they sound better than the good ones, right? I know. I bought headphones from the dollar store before that didn't suck, actually.
Remember, Gabe, Lisa flies, like when she goes, she flies first class and stuff because of her surgeries and stuff like that. You get the better ones in first class, the ones that actually have like the little, like they're not the like the wiry, like $2 ones. They're about 15. Like they're good. They're fine. They're excellent.
No. Airplane earbuds are not 15. They're like 50 cents.
I don't know. These other ones are a little bit, what do you think they look better. Yeah, they're nice.
I'm wearing Bob Marley
those are
headphones.
Good.
Yeah,
Bob
made of hemp.
Are nice. Yeah, excellent. Smoke them.
Can smoke them. Listen to some reggae and smoke them at the same time.
Sounds amazing.
This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Do you have a gambling problem?
No, I enjoy it. It's a hobby.
I keep saying yes, yes. My biggest problem is the Dodgers can't beat the Pirates. Dear God, they did it again. They did it again. Again and again and again and again and again and again. So what's that now? That's 6-1. The Dodgers are 1-6 against the Pittsburgh Pirates. 1-6. And we talked about this on Game Time Decisions. I don't know who it was that said there's no way that the Dodgers lose. Yeah, it was Kurtz. Kurtz and Berman. Berman. Oh, there's no way they're going to get swept. There's no way the Dodgers lose again. Hey, I'm a diehard Dodger fan, and I bet on them, but I knew they could lose again. I even said, Cam, remember, I said, yeah, they could surely lose again. They're damn right they could lose again. You said it, too. They did. Yeah. You know, that's the first time the Dodgers have been swept in a three-game series at Chavez Ravine since 2018, just for the record.
Yeah.
So the Pirates are really messing these guys up good, man.
They are. And they're doing it with, like, crushing them. Like, they come out of the gate. It's like a fight where, like, they got plus 500 dog. Whack, whack.
They toy
like,
with the Dodgers. They take 3-0, 4-0 leads. The Dodgers come back, and then the Pirates score again. Like,
exactly.
Tonight it was, like, 2-0, whatever. And I was like, all right, it's 3-2. I'm like, all right, the Dodgers are going to come back here. It's 3-2 now. They're going to win. Next thing you know, it's 8-2. It's like, you gotta be kidding me. It's 8-2 now. Then Mookie Betts hits a home run when it's 8-2.
It's the old Carlos Delgado, Gabe. You know, you're down 11-4, you hit a home run. It's like, who cares? Like, yeah, we need more runners. But the thing about Pittsburgh, hey, man, they grind these guys. And we said it. That's the funny thing. Like, Kurtz doesn't listen. It's like, always that's why it's dangerous to do these chalk parlays and stuff. I just wish I had the stones to bet on the Pirates.
Very, 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 very. Like, we talked about it. So the Dodgers guys, I don't know, they were like minus 375 in one of the games with Bueller. They were like minus 325 today. They were like minus 250. I don't even look. Like, whatever the hell it is. It's massive every day. They lost every damn game. I swear, well, look at the Market Watch update. The Dodgers just took a chunk. Like, basically, that's the thing, Cam, when we warn people, you and I, today about it. Like, literally... Like, if you're betting, like, three games, you even bet, like, whatever it is. Like, if you laid the minus 320 and then the minus this, you just lost, like, $800 type thing in 3 days. Mm-hmm. Like, and let's say people have bet real money and stuff, right? Like, they're down big, man. They're down big. I'm frustrated because the Red Sox.
For $50 bettors, wherever you bet, it's anywhere between like $875 and like, you know, almost $1,100. You know what I mean? Depending off the because some books jack the favorite. Like, that's nuts. That's just like you know what I mean? It's like you look at these guys like, wow. That's why you got to take this wins total. These guys better get on a heater because if they fall short on your wins total, you can blame the Pirates for that.
They're not falling short on the wins total. We'll be fine. They don't have to play the Pirates anymore. So, you know what I mean? Dodgers will go on a tear now. But, yeah, you're right. If something somehow, whatever, dude. They're still way up. Yeah, they took a chunk suddenly. I don't think it's been updated yet. I think the Dodgers are down to about, like, only up $150 right now. All right, we got Babano with us. I like San Francisco on the season. 27-21, minus $7. That's their money. That's the minus $7.
Combo meal, barely.
Imagine betting all that baseball, Babano, and you're down $7. Like, if you bet every San Francisco game, $100 a game, through 48 games, you're down $7. It's like, wow.
It sounds like my MLB season so far.
This guy.
I love him.
Listen, Babano, the judges, like, even Matias. And Matias, I'm the one that usually, like, yells at Matias and tell him, why do you put these guys on if they sound so bad? And I heard during the break, Cam, Matias shaking Babano down, going, this is as worse as he's ever sounded before.
Yeah, I know. He's telling me, and I'm like, give Babano a chance. He had a good hot spot, but I don't know what's
going to
go.
A hot spot. Are you by the window now, Babano?
Not so hot. Well, I'm moving around, and it's apparently still
stay there.
So,
you're in a good spot.
You found it. Stay right there. Excellent. Yeah. There you go.
Where are you? You're standing right up? You sitting down? Where are you right now?
Sitting down now, thankfully.
Okay. Yeah. Sit down, relax, and stay there. No pacing. Just rest.
Yeah, that's what Julio does. We love Julio, but Julio, I'm like, what's that sound? It's like I can hear it's like the ruffling of the pants or something.
It turned out,
I told him, stop. I was trying to identify it, and it turned out He goes, oh, I'm walking back and forth. I could hear his carpet shuffling.
That's what I do that all the time.
His carpet?
No, it's a horrible habit. Like, when you can't do it when you're on the radio, though. That's why I sit down when I do it. I pace all the time, Rance.
I've done it myself.
Back and forth, back and forth. Yeah, it's not good.
I said it. Like, sometimes I'll start off. I do that, the ESPN hit on Fridays in the football season. And sometimes I'll start off in a chair. Next thing I know, I'm like 30 feet away. Why am I walking around, man? Like, just got to, you're on the radio, just sit down, because they can hear you breathing and stuff and walking. Like, you think, like, it's like whatever, but with Babano, you can't. Babano, you can barely, like, Babano's a little muffled.
He usually creeps in. Yeah, he creeps in, but yeah, tonight it's the force giving him away.
All right, let's. So we won the match, so whatever. Hey, it's nice to win some money today on that.
Yeah, it's a nice bounce back.
Yeah, we won on that golf. All right, we got Ghoster in the house. Let's see what Ghoster's picks are. But let's start off with you, Babano. What's your golf guy got for the Memorial?
The Memorial Tournament. Yeah, we got some good ones. We have Max Homa at 40-1 this week. We have Patrick Reed at 50-1. We have Chris Kirk at 70-1. We've got, let's see who else here. We've got Sung Jae-im at 35-1. So Sung Jae-im, Max Homa, Patrick Reed, Chris Kirk, Anirban Lahiri, 125-1. Saheed Theegala, who made some noise, of course, you know, not too recently, 250-1, and Kurt Kitayama, big bomb, 300-1.
If you tell me what school Saheed Theegala went to, I'll be impressed, Babano.
I'd like to say Oklahoma State.
Pepperdine, Gabe's away.
Oh, Pepperdine, California. Okay.
Yes.
I was just about to guess the Volunteers.
I think.
Yeah. The Volunteers.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know why I was right. I was going to say Tennessee. I was going to throw it out there. Tennessee. He went to Pepperdine, huh?
Yeah, yes, yes. Very smart kid, too. Guy's a
beautiful campus, Pepperdine.
Oh, you're telling me. Malibu? Gorgeous.
Yeah, right. I've been there. I didn't see a game, but I was on the campus. It's one of those campuses where you wonder, you're like, how come they're not better? Like, if you actually got kids to go there.
Good point.
Like, to see it and stuff, you know, I mean, a lot of people be like, ah, why would I go anywhere else? This is paradise. But it is kind of isolated, but it is right in Malibu on a beach and stuff. It's very picturesque, beautiful. Great baseball program, too. Okay, so we got Ghoster's six-pack here, and then we'll get to Cam's picks. We'll let Dr. Cam analyze the picks. Ghoster's got Xander Schauffele, 22-1. Mm-hmm. Kyle Lowry, 25-1. Hmm. Or is that Shane?
Shane Lowry, yeah. Yes. They both.
No, I know.
They both are. It's actually, they have something in common. A little portly. Lowry and Lowry.
Yeah, I remember Coach Young going after Lowry the other day. Man, this guy eats a lot.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, he called him fat, basically. Yeah. Like, slow down, Coach. He's got a lot of baby fat. Relax.
I know who was
Coach Young taking pot shots.
Yeah. Shane Lowry at 25-1. Sungjae, he's on Sungjae as well, so at 40-1. Billy Horschel, 60-1. Siwoo Kim, 80-1. And Tom Hoagie at 110-1. And he goes in, and all as first-round leaders as well. You like any of those guys that he just suggested?
I have two of his guys. I have two of his guys in my six-pack that I really, really like. I don't mind. Actually, the Hoagie pick, I think, is strong for a top 20. The guy always battles. I'm not taking Billy Horschel this week. He could grind, but I really love the Sung Jae-im pick, Gabe. Yeah, that's just something I just like. I don't do metrics and stuff, too. I just think I've been watching a lot of golf, and I realize this guy's like getting closer and closer every week. He might strike at Jack's tournament. And it's interesting. A lot of Asian-American golfers, these guys love the tournament. Before, and I have two Asians.
Well, I got Hideki.
So do I.
Hideki and Corey Connors. I actually dropped. I'm actually buy in that maybe we're wrong about Cam Smith this week.
I played two guys.
Mm-hmm. I don't have a six pack or this or that. I'm too whatever. I put two guys in, Hideki and Corey Connors, 25-1 and 50-1. Cam,
love it.
I got better than those odds, actually. No, I got 50 with Connors, but I think I got like 42-1 or something with Hideki. Let me check. I got a good number for Hideki. Let's see. Hideki. No, I got 28-1 with Hideki and 50-1 with Connors. Yeah, 28-1.
Yeah, I got Hideki at 28 too. I think he was about 35, and I guess some people like actually bet him. He does well in this tournament. So you want me to rattle it off, Gabe? Do we got time before the break?
Yeah.
Or how are we?
Yeah, bring him on.
Let's go, everybody. Six pack. Xander Schauffele, I agree with you. Gokster, 20-1. I'm going to go with Hideki Matsuyama at 28-1. I think he's trending right. I like Cameron Young. I know people are going to say it's bad odds, and he was 90-1 when he finished third and I had him. I don't care. This guy just, his game travels, and I'm taking him, and I don't care about the odds. Sungjae Im, 38-1. Yes. Patrick Reed, Babano, that's for your golf guy. I got him too. Steadily playing better. And Alex Noren is like my crack. I don't know why I take him all the time, but I do. 80-1. He actually will play well at the Memorial. He's a top 20 machine. If you like him, put it on the top 20. Top 10s, we got John Rahm at plus 135. I can't do 20s for them. Rory at plus 150 and Scheifele at plus 220. Now we're going to go to the top 20s. Xander, even money, plus 100. Cam Young, plus 130. Sungjae Im is plus 150. Sorry, forgot about Hideki, Gabe. He's plus 125. Corey Connors, 2-1, your guy. And Patrick Reed, plus 210. Top 30s, Alex Noren plus 150, and this is one for our Italian friends, Francesco Molinari plus 300, just kind of a vibe play. He's played well before, his odds are too big. In the matchups, John Rahm laying 60 cents over Cam Smith. I know it's juice, but you got to do it. Scheifele over Hovland, pick him. Hideki plus 115 over Matthew Fitzpatrick, I think is a good dog play. And Sungjae Im laying 20 cents over Daniel Berger. First round leaders, Morenci, Sungjae Im 45, Joaquim Neiman 50, Luke, what's on your list at 90-1 and Big Bo Hostler 120-1. There we go. That's the Memorial.
Wow. That was unbelievable, Ben. I love how golf Ben is so mellow and slow, and Cam just attacks that thing. Huh? That
was like 62 I eat it like chicken wings.
How many picks was that? How many picks?
I'm still doing okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23.
Wow.
20. No, I gave a smooth 25. A quarter.
You just gave 25 picks in, I think, about 70 seconds because we had 3 minutes and you had time to spare. Like you.
I know. Yeah. I like to get it in before the break, though. That's, you know, it's got to be before the break.
It was very well. It's very professional and slick. But it's just a little too fast.
You think you want me to slow it down? Okay.
Well, what happens? Slow it down, you go slow. I'm just saying. But the thing is, people can rewind stuff, I guess. They got to re-listen.
Yes!
Because there's no way they can write that fast.
No, they're not everyone.
Can you write that fast, Rebecca?
I guess you scribble it like a doctor, you could. But you're right, Morenci. Time to replay. You know what? That's good for the show. Replay, replay, replay. Yeah. Listen to it again. Replay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
System. Yeah.
Replay. Like, so that was unbelievable. Like, 26 picks in, like, I don't know, 60 seconds? I like to check the tape on that after.
25, Morenci. 25.
25. 20, not 26. 25.
No, just a smooth 25. Yeah.
Wow. All right. How many picks did you give, Babano?
I gave him
7, 8?
6 or 7.
This guy on a walkie-talkie. He's on a walkie-talkie today. 10-4, Babano. 10-4, buddy. 10-4.
10-4.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're at level one, quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. This is Sports Rage. Man, the Toronto Blue Jays are rolling. Blue Jays getting it done. So that's 7 in a row now for the Jays. White Sox struggling. Speaking of struggling, so there's a debate. Babano's phone. We're not going to call you out, Babano. I know Babano gets defensive, Cam. We tell him, what's up your phone and all this type of stuff. And he always gives us, it only happens with us type of thing. But it only happens. You get knocked. I can. Sometimes you get knocked off with us. That'll be us. But
yeah.
In all seriousness, do you have like some sentimental attachment to the current phone that you have? Is it like you have like hidden secrets in there that you need?
No.
Like, is it hidden secrets, or like is it like something sentimental about?
I'm bothered to get a new one right now.
How long has it been? And be honest. Don't BS.
Three? Like, really? 3 years? I got to get a new phone after just 3 years? That's not
yeah,
my
don't
world.
Worry about it, Babano. It's fine. You'll get through it.
He sounds better right now. You're in a good spot.
Yeah,
wherever
I
you
told
are.
You. He stopped moving. You were fine.
I'm
guided. Just don't walk. Just stay. Stay.
No. You know what, though?
Like
that's when you know.
Day.
You're like an old person, Babano. You're not even that old, but it's one old because you're right. I'm one of these people, too, and I see, like, they're like, oh, the new iPhone 13 and 14. It's like, you just had the 12 come out. Like, what
exactly.
difference is this?
Who
they're like, oh,
cares?
this one, you could put Mickey Mouse ears on your picture when you take it. Yeah. It's like, yeah, and? So,
like, I do what I need to do on the phone I've got. That's all I know. Yeah.
No, I hear you. Like, for me, it's time for a new phone. I'm moving in on 2 years now. Like 18 months or something I've had the phone.
Mine's got a big crack in it, but it's still working. When the crack gets too big, then I'll bite it. But right now we can get through. I can still see things.
I would get a new phone already. My deal is I already got everything set up. You know what
yes.
I mean? Like Uber,
yes.
Eats, and all these apps
yes.
and everything. I don't, you know what I mean? Like
I
want to start all over and have like password hell trying to get into stuff, man.
Great point.
That's the only reason I haven't got a new phone, because I actually do want a new phone, but I don't want to go through password hell.